Grand Tour, Seeing the World. Chapter 1. I don't know what to believe. Finding truth among online lies.
Reading.
The internet allows us to access more accurate information than at any other time in history. It also exposes us to more misinformation than at any other time in history. As well as the journalists who want to inform us, and the educators who want to teach us, there are the politicians who want your vote, the foreign governments who want to control your vote, the religious who want you to believe as they do, the bigots who want you to hate as they do, the companies who want your data and your money, the criminals and scammers who want your data and your money, the satirists who want to make you laugh, the hoaxers who want to trick you, the confused, and the mentally ill. How can we tell if something is a true story, propaganda, an advertisement, a con, a hoax, a joke, or the delusions of someone who is mentally ill? Fortunately, the philosophical tools of critical thinking, the methods of science, and the investigative tools of journalism can help us to find the truth in a post-truth world. Philosophy provides us with the laws of logic that allow us to analyze and appraise ideas. However, just because an idea is logical does not mean it is true. Fortunately, philosophy also gives us a useful definition of truth. The truth of a statement or an idea depends on how well it fits with reality. Science focuses on the study of reality and teaches us that we should disbelieve an idea until we have evidence that supports it. Furthermore, the amount of evidence we need to believe an idea depends on the claim that is being made. The cosmologist Carl Sagan summarized this very well when he said that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Like philosophy and science, journalism also teaches us that any idea or claim should be questioned, and that the sources of any claim or idea must also be examined. For example, if your friend tells you that they have a pet dog, should you believe them? Owning a pet dog is not uncommon, and if your friend is usually reliable or trustworthy, you probably do not need any more evidence than their word. Furthermore, you can ask your friend, and other friends, for details about the dog, and you can easily visit your friend to see the dog for yourself. As a result, you should probably believe your friend. However, if a stranger tells you that they also have a pet dog, and that their dog is invisible, can fly, and enjoys watching kabuki plays, you should demand a huge amount of evidence before you believe that they have such an amazing world-changing dog. Let's consider some real-world examples. Many people use social media to communicate with their friends. However, many people also form friendships that are wholly online. This can be very dangerous because fake social media profiles are very common. Between September 2018 and March 2019, Facebook alone deleted more than 3 billion fake profiles. Many criminals use fake social media profiles to contact people, which is known as catfishing. Financial criminals often use online dating profiles to begin a romance and then trick their victims into giving them money. In 2018, more than 20,000 people lost more than $140 million in just the U.S. More disturbingly, sex criminals often target children and teenagers in order to obtain private pictures and videos, which they then sell online. The emotional and psychological impact of being the victim of such crimes can be absolutely devastating. How much should we trust an online friend? Not much, because if you have not met a person in real life, then you have no idea who that person really is. Millions of people around the world have watched videos online explaining that the world is not round, but flat. What would it mean if it were true? First, it would mean that many of our ideas about history, geography, and science are wrong. Secondly, it would mean that hundreds of thousands of people, including pilots, sailors, politicians, military leaders, and scientists, are all lying to us. As a result, we should expect an enormous amount of high-quality evidence, and not just some YouTube videos and websites. Believing incorrect ideas can have serious consequences. In Japan in 2013, nearly 70% of girls received the HPV vaccine, which can prevent a form of cancer that kills nearly 3,000 Japanese women every year. However, the proportion of girls getting the vaccine dropped to below 1% by 2015, because people opposed to vaccines spread false information about the safety of the HPV vaccine. The examples above show us the dangers of being wrong. As a result, we should use the tools that philosophy, science, and journalism give us to investigate the claims and ideas we are exposed to every day. A good rule to follow is this: the more it will cost you to be wrong, the more you should do to ensure that you are right.
Summary: fill each space with the best word from the lists below.
For many of us today, the internet is our primary source of information. Using it, we can rapidly find accurate information about nearly any subject. However, there is also a huge amount of misinformation from satirists, criminals, and bigots. The consequences of being fooled and accepting untrue information as true can be very serious and potentially deadly. How can we make sure that the information we are exposed to is correct? Fortunately, the traditional investigative techniques developed by philosophers, scientists, and journalists can still help us to find the truth among a sea of lies.